Welcome to How to Build a Tent. The show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at How to Build a Tent. You can give me a shout out or you can contact me on my email at matt@howtobuildatent.com. Appreciate your feedback. If you want to give us a 5-star review, that'd be much appreciated. You can also subscribe. That really helps us out and get us out there and get us known. We'd really appreciate all those things. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're going to be talking about the good news that we got in the second quarter. GDP is up. We got some concessions from the EU. And we're going to talk about tariffs and we're going to talk about trade. But don't worry, this isn't going to be a boring economic show. It's important in business life to have a somewhat understanding of macroeconomics, even though we're not going to be snooty economics professors. So I think it's important to hit some of these things that are current issues, and I hope you find them relevant. I hope you find them entertaining. So let's just jump right into it. So good news, the GDP is up for the second quarter, 4.1%, which is kind of what was expected, but a really good news. If you look at this really fancy chart that we have that put up on the screen, you'll see quarter over quarter from last year, that means the second quarter of 2017, we grew at 3.1%. So we grew a whole percent more than last year, which is really awesome. Now, I want to talk about a really important indicator in all this news that kind of is kind of getting the back seat of the attention. But nevertheless, I think this is one of the most important indicators for us to look at as businessmen and women. Don't want to exclude you ladies. This is one of the most important indicators to look at to know just how the economy is going today, how people think about the economy and what it's going to be like tomorrow, and to see kind of the payoff of the future. And that is business investment. And business investment and seeing where that's at is super important because we get a feel from just how people think. Like I said, people won't invest. Companies won't invest in the economy if they don't think the demand is going to increase. So this business investment, when it's going up, when it's a high percentage, people are investing in the economy, they're believing in the economy, and they think the future is going to be bright and that there's going to be demand for the wealth that is created from the investment. Investment is key because investment creates wealth. Consuming products, just buying things and not investing, doesn't create wealth. So investment is a really important part of the economy. Investment is you invest in capital, you invest in things that are going to generate more wealth, or you hope will and generate more wealth. So the Chamber of Commerce actually had us after the Great Recession, as they call it, about 5.7%. And it came out today in quarter two that the business investment was 7.3%, which annually, the 91 recovery and the 2001 recovery from those recessions combined don't equal 7.3%. So 7.3% is a really good number. It's been higher in the past, like in the Reagan years, but that is a really great sign. Businesses are investing. And one of the key reasons, and I know the tax plan's being touted, that is not the best plan in the world. It's a better plan than what we had. It's really good for businesses. But one of the things that kind of gets the back seat is Trump's 2-to-1 regulation policy. And if you don't know what that was, he issued an executive order where for every new regulation that's created, you have to get rid of two. So that's a 50% reduction of any new regulations going forward. So that is huge. And I don't know if you start your own business or have a lot of experience in your careers dealing with the state, with the federal government. Regulations are a nightmare. They eat up tons of money that you could be spending on your employees. You can be spending building up capital. You can be expanding your business. But instead, you're paying lawyers, you're paying fees, and all that stuff. So I think that is one of the biggest things that Trump has done that has really helped the economy get going, is reducing those regulations at the federal level, which is awesome. I hope that we can keep on doing that. The EPA, Scott Pruitt, I was a huge fan of him. He totally got ousted. You know that someone one's doing a great job of giving us our freedom back when the liberals get all upset about someone and they go after someone. And that's what they do with Scott Pruitt. So I feel really bad for that guy. This is a big fan of Scott Pruitt. So hopefully whoever's next at the EPA will continue the trend and just start cleaning house. Maybe even get rid of the EPA. That'd be really nice. The only downside is it's in the report said government outlays went up 3.5%. Now, what is an outlay? Well, it's just a fancy way of saying, or a non-fancy way, but getting around the big S word of spending, or government is spending more money, which is a big problem, and we need to figure out how to cut that. But that's a whole nother show. So we had a good second quarter, and that is awesome. Things are looking up. Thank goodness. And you can thank God, too. Why not? So I want to get into tariffs now, because tariffs are a big thing in the news. President Trump ran on tariffs. He uses tariffs a lot in negotiating tactics. And you may not know really anything about tariffs or what they are. To put it in a simple way, tariffs are just a sales tax on imports, on products that are being imported from specific countries, a specific industry. So it's a tax. That's all it is. And just like most taxes, they're not good. Taxation is theft, for all my libertarian viewers. That is pretty much true. I think I can buy in on that for like 90%. Tariffs are bad because it reduces free trade, and free trade is good. It would be great if we lived in a 100% free trade economy, a world economy, but we don't. So that's kind of a little bit of Trump's strategy, I think, and we'll get into that in a second. But the bad thing about tariffs is it makes an economy poorer. When you have a tax that you pay to the government doesn't create wealth. It only redistributes wealth. So a tariff is a tax that is taking money from an organization, from a person who could create wealth himself in the private sector, and the government's taking it where they can't create wealth and giving it to somebody else, or spending it on waste, fraud, or, you know, who knows? It's a federal government, who knows where it goes? And what the biggest impact is not just that it's taking away from someone who can create wealth, but it's limiting opportunities for other people that would be getting jobs or being able to buy a product from that investment from those individuals. So tariffs are a terrible idea all around in an economic sense, because it makes things more expensive and it allows you to be less efficient with your money. Tariffs are usually used in a political sense. I don't know too many people that think from an economic standpoint, from a macro standpoint, that tariffs are good. Usually it's a sign of crony capitalism, where donors are paying off politicians to put tariffs on the industry that those donors are in, so that they don't have to compete at lower prices from other countries, because labor's cheaper, they have less regulations, and all that good stuff. But it always hurts the economy as a whole, these tariffs, the taxes. Because, for example, if you take steel, steel's been a big tariff in the news lately. It's really good for the steel industry, because now they don't have to compete at the prices of other countries producing steel. They can make a higher profit because they don't have to lower their prices to compete with other industries in the world. But it's really bad news for everyone else in the economy, because steel just went up in price. And that doesn't mean just like, oh, whenever I buy a raw bed of steel somewhere, but any products that you buy that has steel in them, cars, motorcycles, buildings that might have steel in them, rents are going to go up. It has a whole chain of effect. And that's what the dangers of tariffs. It doesn't just help one group of people that it's protecting and not hurt other people. It hurts the whole economy as a whole. The economy gets poorer because things get more expensive and they can do less with the dollars that they have. The last thing I wanted to mention about tariffs, because tariffs are boring, no one really wants to talk about taxes, and I appreciate you staying with me. I hope this is entertaining and informative. I hope you're learning something. And tariffs are a sales tax. That's basically all you need to know about them. But what Trump's doing with tariffs is really interesting to me. I didn't vote for him for many reasons, but one of the reasons was his trade policy. That is, that I thought that he was going to take a traditional protectionist perspective, American first. You hear him say that a lot, but using tariffs as more of an indiscriminate weapon where he was just going to throw them out left and right. But he's actually not doing that. And we saw with the news this last couple weeks of the EU folding in and fears of a trade war where they were going to lower their tariffs that they had on products in the United States so that Trump wouldn't start leveraging and start using tariffs on the EU. And tariffs as an economic policy is a terrible idea, but if they never get implemented and you're using them to take tariffs down from other countries that are on us to help our exports, I'm all for it. I mean, if threatening a tariff doesn't do anything to the economy, it might scare the stock market every once in a while, but the lasting effects isn't bad. So I'm pleasantly surprised with how Trump is using these tariffs. The one area that he is implementing tariffs that we're really seeing is in China, and I'm okay with that from a whole different perspective. China is trying to steal our technology. China is trying to spy on us with what they sell to us. They're collecting large amounts of data on just everyone. And they want to be the number one superpower in the world. So China is our enemy. And I don't think, even though it may make economic sense to trade and use China from a geopolitical perspective, I'm totally okay with using tariffs on them because it's more than just economics. When you're running a country, you just got to think of the whole picture. So that's a whole nother show. We're not going to try to get into politics that much. It's a big hobby of mine, so it might creep in every once in a while like it just did. But I'm sorry about that. I'm trying to keep this about business and how to make you successful. So along with tariffs is trade. Now, in an ideal world, we want free trade. That is the best for everyone. It allows economies to work as efficiently as possible. If we have free trade, that means that we can be making the most efficient use of our dollars. Where if we, and I think a great example of this is insurance. Right now, it's really hard to buy. In fact, you can't buy insurance across state lines. So insurance is going up, and I'm talking about health insurance, not auto insurance or anything like that. Health insurance is really expensive because there's not as much competition. It's limited to a certain, especially now after Obamacare. But it's really expensive. And one way to make it cheaper is to add competition and allow us to buy insurance from other states where other states are selling insurance products, which I don't know. If you are a free society, I don't know what the argument is against that unless you're an insurance company that likes raising your prices. But so it's good to be able to buy or trade with other states and buy insurance products from other states. And that's all really free trade is at a larger scale, except of being able to buy from state to state, you're being able to buy from country to country. That's pretty much, it's a pretty similar comparison, I think. So that's what free trade is. And now then the tariffs make it complicated and there's quotas sometimes that are implemented where they only allow a certain amount of products in. But all you need to know is that those kinds of things hurt those kinds of things being quotas and tariffs hurt the country itself that is leveraging them against another country. Because we are a global economy and the economies that have freer trade, I should say, not free trade, it really benefits them because they're allowed to buy products cheaper in other countries that can produce the products more efficiently, which allows them to spread their dollar around to other things, investment, raising salaries for employees, savings, and all that stuff. And the investment and savings, that's what makes an economy wealthier. So the less you have to spend on purchasing things, the more you have the opportunity to build wealth through savings and investment. And that's why free trade is awesome, because it allows you to take advantage of the other countries that can produce things cheaper and allow you to spend more of your money in other ways to create wealth. Hope that made sense. If you have any more questions on that or you need me to be clear or clarify, you can email me again, matt@howtobuildatent.com, or you can tweet me or Instagram me. You can DM me on those at howtobuildatent. Be more than happy to clarify anything you have or and you have more questions or you disagree with me. Maybe I will do a disagreement show someday soon. I wanted to give this an example, and I'm going to throw this up on the screen. If you're listening, there's a link that I can send you. If you want to reach out to me, I can give it to you to see the image, where it gives a great picture of how much of a world economy we are. And there's this website that shows you where your car was made. And it's super cool because it really gives you appreciation for how much comes from other parts of the world. There really isn't too many products that are USA made 100%. And so this cool website, as you can see, you can pick the year of your car and the car, and then it will tell you where the engine's made, where the transmission's made, and what percentage of parts are made in the US and Canada. The US and Canada trade a lot with their material. So then that's what was one of the big controversies with Trump talking about tariffs. But anyways, that's tariffs again. I'm not gonna get back into that. So it's really cool. You can see I selected a 2017 Ford Fiesta, and this is a cheap car for people who are, you know, lower income that are looking for an affordable car. And Ford is able to provide this to the market and bring value to those customers who are looking for that lower price point, because they're able to outsource and buy products from other countries. Over 90% of the parts of the Ford Fiesta are from outside the country. Over 90%, that's incredible. There's a lot of parts that go into a car, a lot of materials that go into a car. And Ford is able to trade over 90% or act in trade or participate in trade is a better way to say it. Over 90% of this vehicle, they build the engine in Brazil, the transmission in Mexico, and they put it together. Usually, I think they usually put it together in the United States. They might assemble the whole thing in Mexico, who knows. But then they're able to provide value to someone at a lower price point. So that's a good thing. If they put a tariff, let's just say 10% tariff on the car, then the price of that would go up probably 10% at least, depending on how many parts are used for that tariff. If it's like steel, for example. So the Ford Fiesta is a great example of how much of a world economy we live in and how important trade is. And we're never going to go back to making all of our products in one place, have all the raw material produced, and then it fashioned into a product. That's never going to happen just in one country. And that's good because we're all better for it. Trade makes economies richer as a whole. So to sum up, second quarter, great news. GDP is up 1% over year to year. Business investment is a very good indicator of where the economy is going and where people think it's going. And that's going up. That's awesome. Tariffs are bad and trade is good. Thank you for listening. Again, please give us a 5-star review, subscribe. That really helps us out. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me at howtobuildatent.com or Matt at howtobuildatent.com or howtobuildatent Twitter handle or Instagram handle. Look forward to hearing from you guys and talk to you soon.